knock on our door.
Come knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company.
Thank you for knocking on our door, and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom, Three's Company. Here we will review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode, covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me is my cousin Cameron. Cameron, how are you doing today? It's Season 2, Episode 5 day on the Regal Beagle Podcast.
Yeah, I'm still hanging around.
You're still digging it. You're starting to really think the show unsucks.
Yeah, okay. Unsucks.
So, doesn't suck to me means it's a great show.
Okay, well, I won't say that it doesn't suck, but I don't... I've found some redeeming qualities.
I think this next episode, Chrissy's Date, is one of those qualities it will redeem. Is that right? Is that the way to speak English?
Sure.
It aired October 11th, 1977, directed again by Bill Tobin, written by Don Nichols, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. In the episode, Chrissy is dating this guy named Lloyd Cross. They make a big deal of his name.
Yeah.
To only find out he is married because Mrs. Roper knows his wife. Jack and Janet have to tell Chrissy he's married, and they visit Lloyd Cross. They find out that, yeah, he is married,
yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. And Lloyd Cross is played by Dick Sargent of Bewitched fame. I don't know what he was doing on this episode,
yeah.
But here he is. Darren Stevens in Bewitched is Lloyd Cross in Three's Company. I don't know if you know this, but it's pretty much common knowledge if you're a Bewitched fan that Dick Sargent, who is Lloyd Cross,
yeah.
Dick Sargent came out in 94 shortly before he died. He actually came out of the closet and has gone on to become somewhat of a kind of a gay role model icon. Sort of.
Really?
So that's a little kind of tidbit. But, I mean, Dick Sargent being in a Three's Company episode, let's not kid ourselves. He was the biggest star on this episode when it aired, despite the fact that, you know, John Ritter was becoming a star.
Yeah.
Make no bones, Dick Sargent was doing the show a favor, I think, and lending some star power to Three's Company.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. They made a big deal of Lloyd Cross.
They did. He got a lot more screen time than other players.
Yeah. So it's an interesting thing. Yeah. So what'd you think of Chrissy's Date?
Was Dick Sargent considered an attractive gentleman back in the day?
Yeah. I mean, he was cast opposite in Bewitched.
He felt out of place, sort of. He was really, maybe the vibe is that he was
gay.
It was very rapey the whole time.
His character Lloyd Cross,
not Dick Sargent. But Lloyd was a very, like, it was the whole time. And once you found out he was married and he was just trying to, get, his whatever proverbial.
Proverbialness
sort of thing. Then it made a bit more sense. But even then, it was just like very like in your like even when they're at the apartment and Chrissy gets Jack and Janet to leave. He doesn't even Chrissy's trying to talk to him a little bit of this, and he's just like, laying on these like gross like one-liners, right, about getting his lips, warmed up. And fine, I get it. I know, just the whole thing felt really rapey.
We saw Mr. Compton in an earlier episode.
Yep.
We're seeing Lloyd Cross now.
Okay.
There'll be more characters introduced throughout the series that carry this kind of cheesy vibe.
Yeah.
And, fast forward to 2017, and these guys are laughable.
Yeah.
We all know, we've all seen guys who throw lines at girls,
yeah.
And it's almost done in a kind of a post funny way. Yeah. It's become so cheesy that if you actually throw one of these lines at someone, it can become charming because it's so cheesy, and we both parties know, right?
Yeah.
So back then, this is what you do, or this is, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't exactly dating in 1977.
So what did, that's what I'm like, I'm trying to think now, what did you find funny about that particular, like?
I didn't, see, I was, you know, as a child watching this, I was very unaware of kind of proper etiquette, you know, or how to treat a woman or how to be a nice person or, so I just, I was waiting for the goofs and the gags, you know?
Yeah, because more so than any episode up until now, it was, I thought the themes were more adult than what we have had up until this point, right? You've got infidelity, right? You've got this guy like coming onto, you know, Chrissy pretty hard. So I'm thinking, like, where did you find the humor in that as like a young boy? So, because you didn't have any of Jack. What I did like a lot about the episode was Jack's character, like good guy Jack, you know, coming to the rescue, right? And what you thought was like this throwaway storyline of the Roper's car come around to save them so Jack can drive Chrissy to Lloyd's place and like catch him in his lies. Cool, I guess. But it was just like,
it's also showing that the three kids have this bond that they look out for each other now, right?
Yeah, so they have each other's back. There's this trust that's there, right? And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I watched episode 6, and I'm like, everything that I thought that, you know what I mean, that had been sort of established, it was gone. I don't know. The consistency was weird for me, I think. At the time when I watched it, it wasn't. Then you go into the next episode, and you're like, okay, well then, are these just going to be sort of like one-offs? Are we going to continue with this? Like, I don't need like, you know, a serial storyline here, but like at least the character flaws and their strengths. Like,
It's a sitcom. They have to be funny. And yeah, there's a little bit of looseness in terms of how the characters behave between the three of them.
Yeah. But expecting too much again. I'm going like, way too hard.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So
at least I'm recognizing it.
But bottom line, Chrissy's date, thumbs up or thumbs down? The pause is, that's a thumbs up, right?
Yeah, I don't think
What is meh? Is that a thumbs down?
It's just, I don't know. I wouldn't watch it again. I will say that.
Jesus, I've watched it like 20 times.
Yeah. I mean,
what does that say about me?
If I had, because there, in a sitcom that I love, I'll go back and watch it any, you know what I mean? I'll watch any episode, any time of day. And to be fair, a lot of the first few seasons of sitcoms I now love, I went through the first time. Once I loved the whole show, I went back and then through those eyes, gained a new appreciation.
I can't wait till you see this for the fourth time.
But
go on.
But I will, you know, I'll still make the choice to go back and watch the show when I want it to be entertained and to like escape, right? I would not go back and watch this episode. Oh, man. I would go back, I would say, if I had to in a pinch, if like the internet, you know what I mean? Internet's down, I can't, all I have is DVDs. I'd watch, you know, episode 3, Janet's Promotion again. I would do that.
Why? Because of Chloe, you look terrifico.
Yeah. Yeah, Chloe Steltmeyer, you know what I mean? That whole, I mean, I'd watch that again.
Sandra DeBruyne.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
But like, I guess, Lloyd's star power didn't do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't do it for me.
I'm going to cut that little piece of line that you just said going, I would never come back to this. And I'm going to replay that at the end of this when you're like, yeah, I watched it again. I will never watch this. And I'm just going to cut that over and over again. Just to torture you. So this was kind of a flop for you, but I think we're getting back on the horse with the next episode. I can't wait till we watch the next one.